going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Here's Roger to Goodell to give you the newest Dallas Cowboy at pick number 12.
With the 12th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Booker.
Let's go.
Guard, yeah. Alabama.
Here, here.
So it is a guard.
You've been on him from the very beginning.
Here,
Pops
here.
Lombardi, I'll let you do the honors. The search committee wasn't out for very long to find Zach Martin's replacement at the right guard spot. They get Tyler Booker up front. And they've had some success drafting some Tylers in the past.
That is guard one, 8th overall player on my board. Powerful as all get out. He's looking to finish. He's mean. He is physical. We should all get behind this pick. I understand wide receiver was something we was looking for, but you get to be mean and you get to be powerful. Jerry Jones mentioned this last week, man. Running back is cool, but when your offensive line is good, it helps the running back even more. Tyler Booker is looking to finish. He is looking to drive. He is looking to whoop people. He plays with fantastic leverage to be his size. And one thing I love, just me being a Cowboy fan right now, talking to Cowboy fans, The one matchup you love is going against the Eagles. Jalen Walker is over there, and we have Tyler Smith. That's a powerful guy that can deal with a guy like that. He could deal with Jordan Davis's. Now you have a guard that's similar to that. So when you go against the Eagles, you're going against the Giants, the 49ers, if you run into the Vikings in the postseason. You have two guards and a powerful center. That's what's most important here. We don't have a center that's just going to stalemate. We don't have a left guard that's going to stalemate or a right guard. You got three people pushers in the middle. Let Dak Prescott deal with the edges. Let Terrence Steele and Tyler Guyton continue to work on that. You can use tight ends to help those guys. In the middle, there's not a bunch of help there. If you're in B-gap, you're one-on-one with this B-gap guy. You have three guards now. Well, BB's a center, but you got three players in that inside that can move bodies. Run game is about to be physical, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I just had a scout from one of the teams in the National Football League text me and said Booker was my favorite player in my area.
Wow.
Mine too.
Scout, yeah.
Mine too, scout.
Yeah.
Booker is, I think they had a lot of guys that were close here. I think what wins out for Booker is a lot of what Brian Schottenheimer's talked about.
Woolchuck, please say something, Woolchuck. I know you ain't on the clock right now, but please say something.
People mover. I'm down for it, boys. I'm here for this. I love Tyler Booker. Mean, nasty. I'm happy.
It's the third time in the last 4 years the Dallas Cowboys have taken an offensive lineman in the first round of the NFL draft, and just it so happens to be it's the third time in the last four drafts they've taken an offensive lineman with the first name Tyler. Tyler Smith, Tyler Guyton, now Tyler Booker up front, and that's what they're doing with this this overall pick. Now, there apparently, and this is coming from those within the building, Houston was the team that was on the clock.
Yeah.
Or that was on the phone.
Yeah.
Houston was the one that wanted to make the trade. Apparently, it was a low ball offer initially. Steven called back, wanted something more. Houston said no. So that's where the kind of breakdown happened from a trade scenario side. And they decided to stick and pick with the guy that they had very high on their board. We'll hear what, of course, the Jones family front office and everybody has to say when they get to that point later on. But you feel pretty good about it because they feel pretty good about
They feel like they're not guessing at all on this one.
Yes.
Yeah. They feel like not only is he – do they know exactly what he is? Look, the only question I think you can really have about Tyler Booker when you watch him on tape is just – it's literally just the athleticism.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you're somebody who wants a guard in this modern NFL to be able to, you know, pull and get to the edge really quickly and get up to the second level with the best of them, yeah, that's not going to be him. But everything else checks the box. And for them, I think they look at it and say, we've got so many guys here that are graded similarly. Where are our tiebreakers? Yeah. And I think with their tiebreakers, it's we want to be better in the run game. We want to rebuild the trenches. And a big part of this guy is like all-world leadership football character. They don't have any sort of questions about the type of makeup that he has. He very famously last summer at SEC Media Days, Saban had picked Georgia and Texas in the SEC title game.
Yeah.
And they asked Tyler Booker about it, and he said, he always said that some guy that lives in his mom's basement shouldn't determine how you feel, so I'm not going to let a guy who plays golf all day determine how I feel.
Talk to him.
And just flipped it around. And that's the kind of mentality you're getting. You're getting a captain. You're getting not just a guy who gets in the way when he's blocking. He's finishing every single time. He is a bulldozer. He is going to change the temperament and the makeup of the offensive line.
Versus dudes. Like, he's whooping Georgia
played,
guys.
He's played
Ole Miss guys.
A bunch of big games.
Mental processor. Yeah. You want to talk about on the twist, the stunts, and especially watch, if you have access to tape, watch him play against Georgia. Watch the way he handles the late front, like the late shifts in the front that Kirby Smart loves to do. He handles that as well as just about anybody. He's got a handle on all that.
Yeah. Picking up stunts and looking for work and finishing guys. Like, he has it. And, you know, Bobby, like you said, the only thing that, you know, you can really worry about is like the lateral movement. So if he's not going to be the pull guy, let him be the pin guy. Let him be the block down guy. Let him focus on whooping and driving. And you have many athletic offensive linemen on your line right now. And I just think this is a damn slam dunk pick, man.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, you look at it too, and this is the year in the offseason where you got to retire two of your legitimate Ring of Honor and possible Hall of Fame members off of your offensive line. Tyron Smith, Zach Martin are both retired. They're done. But now you get an opportunity to remake that offensive line, and you do it in one pick. Now you've got left tackle Tyler Guyton, left guard Tyler Smith, center Cooper Beebe, right guard Tyler Booker, right tackle Terrence Steele. I mean, you're looking at that starting five and you feel very confident about what you're going to put on the table moving forward. So with all that being said, we've got some Miller Lite. 50,
we can do this.
50-year cans. Yes, we can do this. We are actually encouraged to do this. To cheers the pick, everybody. Cheers to Miller Lite. Cheers to the draft.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's Miller time. It's draft time. It's always time. Congratulations, Dallas Cowboys. You got yourself a people mover up front, and you've got yourself an offensive lineman to remake that front. Thank you, Zach Wolchuk, for running
appreciate
in the beers.
Brother.
We'll talk to Zach a little bit further down the line.
Kyle, please, man, ask well. Question.
Yes.
Ask question.
Of course.
I imagine,
Twitter on the 20.
I imagine that there's going to be some Cowboy fans going, but all right, guys, what about wide receiver? Do you think that's going to be the trade that Jerry was talking about a couple of days ago, that maybe that they feel like they're going to find a wide receiver somewhere? Let's get offensive line right now because we can't maybe find an offensive line like we can find a wide receiver?
Wide receiver or corner.
Corner,
that would be the two that I would keep an eye on in terms of, Jerry said, what was the word he used? Substantive trades is what they're looking at.
Yep.
I think that's the two spots that you look at, and just because you want to go physical up front here, I think that with how much they like the running back depth, now this kind of shifts my attention around to they've told us with this pick that they want to emphasize running the football and being physical up front. So they're going to find a guy here in the second or third round, I think, that matches that kind of play style in the backfield as a running back. That's just my two cents. That's what this pick tells me.
No, I agree with you completely because they've got – it goes back to the question that Brian was posing in the lead-up hour. Where do you feel like these positions can reach? I don't think you looked at offensive line as a position that would reach till the third, fourth, fifth rounds, Brian. But you can maybe look at wide receiver. You can maybe look at defensive tackle. Corners are one that's kind of depending on how you see the class specifically. Maybe they thought, let's get our offensive lineman early. We'll figure the rest out later this weekend.
Yeah, to me, the McMillan pick really hurt them. But
it did.
But to give them credit, they adjusted well, and they talked about wanting to run the football. They talk about wanting to be physical. And I think the next point of emphasis is that we talk about a wide receiver to try and help Dak here. But I think it's going to be about the running back. Can you pair a physical running back with this guard that you just drafted? And now your running game does improve. And that's the things that are going to help Dak Prescott. This kid right here is, when you look at Booker, everything about him screams toughness. And, I think there's plug and play right there at right tackle. Let's get the Dolphins picks in. So let's get that done.
The Miami Dolphins select Kenneth Grant.
Ooh.
Defensive tackle.
I like him. That's early. That was earlier than I was expecting.
I got him at 19 on my board myself, so I was pretty happy about that.
That is, I would guess, I talked to people. People I talked to were pretty sure Grant was going to go in the first round today, because I know there's some talk he could slip into the second round. The other two that you heard about were Nolan and Harmon after Mason Graham. And I think there's questions about both of those players for the league. Grant is considered a clean prospect in terms of health, character, everything else. And he is, I've never seen a guy that size move the way he does when I watched him train out in Frisco or in Plano a couple months ago. And he is just an incredibly explosive athlete and somebody who absolutely loves the game of football.